in a sort of a sci-fi or fantasy scenario, you've conceived of something out there that could eradicate this whole monstrosity. Only to confront the realization that would mean that you'd have to go with it. But wouldn't that be arithmetically or mathematically acceptable? Because wouldn't the planet as a whole be much better off without us all? Whoa.
The system is destroying life.
Well, yeah, if you want to identify with the system in some fatalistic and disempowered fashion, say there's ultimately nothing I can do to change it, okay? Yeah, if it was some static entity of what in which you were embedded, truly, everyone and everything would be better off without it, you, me, all of it, okay? So our only hope of redemption in more ways than one is to engage in a process consciously and otherwise that allows us to be empowered to the point that we can actually challenge in the process of confronting, transform power into something other than it is. This system cannot be allowed to sustain itself, okay? It cannot. It must be destroyed. That doesn't mean that every human component part of it has to go along with it. Which is to say, I ain't Pol Pot. Okay? I can conceive of other options. Does that mean the process is a painless one? No, it doesn't. It's not painless now. There's probably a lot of the people in this room that can make personal testimony to the fact that the nature of the existent social, political, and economic reality is not painless. Well, let me tell you, you get outside this country or into some other communities besides the one that we're sitting in here together tonight, and that quantitative and qualitative experiencing of pain goes up astronomically. It's not a painless situation. There's going to be pain involved in changing it, but guess what? There's pain involved in not changing it. Yeah? The pain can be alleviated by eliminating its source. And that's probably the only way you alleviate the pain in the end. There is not a way of alleviating the pain by eliminating the source, however, that preserves the privileges of those who benefit from its existence. That's what I meant about there's not a pill that can be taken that will bring about a painless resolution while preserving the privilege of those who are seeking such a solution. Americans are not, as a rule, entitled to what they got. And that includes those workers who are just so oppressed that they cannot possibly pay attention to the fact that there's something more important in the world than their bowling score. American workers, as compared to the working class of other countries, while we're talking in terms of class solidarity, are the most overindulged group of people the planet's ever seen. And the fact that they feel oppressed because they can't have a new $40,000 pickup truck and the mortgage is overbearing because they decided that they had to live in an 8-bedroom suburban ranch house. I mean, they don't build houses in this country anymore. It's partly because they got yo-yos that'll mortgage themselves into eternity in order to buy something that's 3 times the size of anything they might possibly need. And I can't accept that as being oppression in any sense that's comprehensible to me in the first place. It's more like choice, and that's a problem, okay? Much less that it's the kind of, even if it is oppressive because they're deluded into choice, and that's as a result of advertising and media manipulation, it's the kind of oppression that entitles them to turn away from starving babies. Sorry. And that argument was actually advanced. The reason the working class is so right-wing here is because they're so oppressed. Well, I'm not denying oppression. I'm not denying oppression at all. But this oppression is, well, the term that got to be real popular about 10 years ago, this is an oppression that is created by the hierarchy. The hierarchy. And that's the same people who tell me there's no hierarchy to oppression. If the oppression is being visited upon you by a hierarchy, how in the hell could it avoid being hierarchical? Yeah? And since there is a hierarchy of oppression, on the hierarchy of oppression, this oppression doesn't count for very much as compared to the oppression with which they ought to be concerned. And another point that was raised a little while ago that I never really did address because I got a little irritated was I'm not actually making a moral argument. I'm responding to a moral argument. So the nature of my response is going to assume those terms because of the assertion of moral superiority on the part of those who would be self-neutralizing. Okay. I know babies are dying just as well as you do, but I burned a candle about it, and therefore I'm more superior too. Oh, yeah. Right. That's the terms of the discourse. I didn't create it. I think there's material reasons to do this. There's moral reasons as well, but morality is a variable thing. It's kind of personal. So I won't impose mine on you. The only thing I demand in return is you don't impose yours on me. I think with that in mind, there's a lot of principles that we can agree upon. Like it ain't right, by whatever calculus you want to employ, to finance cappuccinos and BMWs off starving kids in the third world. I think we can all agree on that, okay?